Today's shir is Masechta Erev and Daf Nun Dalad. We will begin on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom line, Bruria. Says the Gemara, Bruria Ashkech Lahu Talmida. Bruria met this Talmud, Davagoras Belchisha, that was learning, that was studying quietly, and nobody could hear his voice as he was studying. Says the Gemara, Botshebe, she kicked him, Amrle, and she said to him, Lekach kos b'tayra, doesn't the Torah say, Arucha b'kol u'shmura? The Pasuk says in Shmuel, when it describes the Torah, Arucha kol u'shmura, and she said, what we learn from this Pasuk is, Im Arucha b'rmach evrim shelcha, if the Torah is, if your entire body, the rmach evrim of your body that are involved in your learning, then Mishtameris, you will be successful. Vimlav, but if you don't learn Torah in that way, then any Mishtameris, then the Torah will not be, you will not be successful. So the Ben Yoyada explains why when she wanted to teach him this lesson, that she specifically kicked him. Why did she have to kick him? So he says that she was trying to teach him that many times we have a expression in the Gemara, Matza Yodov Raglav Beis Medrash. He couldn't find himself a place in the Beis Medrash. So what she was saying was to him, if you won't have the Torah, if you won't learn the Torah, that learn Torah with all of your Rimach Evarim and Shesar Gidim, you won't find a place in the Beis Medrash. The Mashah explains that what's the Pasuk teaching us, what's the Gemara teaching us that you have to learn Torah out loud. So he explains that when somebody learns Torah that way, it involves his entire body. And since it involves his entire body, then he would be successful in his learning. Says the Gemara, Tana Talmud, Echa Hayle Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer had a Talmud, Sheishana Belachash, that he would learn quietly. And La'acha Shoshonim, he forgot his learning. And I saw the Ben Yoyada explains here also, what is the Gemara have to emphasize that he was a Talmud of Rebbe Lezer. So says the Ben Yoyada. We know throughout Shas that the Gemara, when it speaks about Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, it says about him, Mishnosoi Kavinoki. He didn't say many Maimori Chazal, but whatever he said was Kav, was short, was not much, Vinoki was very clean. So one would think, therefore, that if you learn by such a Rebbe, even if you're not learning out loud, you still will be successful in your learning. Teaches us the Gemara that that isn't true. That even if you can have the best Rebbe, if you don't learn Torah out loud, it will not be Mishtameris. Tana continues the Gemara, Talmud Echra Hayel Rebbe Lezer. There was a Talmud for Rebbe Lezer that was Chayiv Sreifa Lamakim. He was Mechuyiv Sreifa. Amru Hanichaloi, leave him Shon Gadol Shimesh. He studied by a great Rebbe. So Miri explains, why was he Chayiv Misa? Because he was Moira Halacha Befnei Rabbi. He passed the Shaila in front of his Rebbe, and that's why he deserved such a terrible punishment. The Mashah, however, says that this is actually a continuation from the previous Gemara. He says, we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishneches, Kol HaShecheich Dova Achav Mishnasoi, whoever forgets any of his learning, he's chayiv misa. So what happened over here was that this Talmud didn't learn out loud. By not learning out loud, he caused that he should forget his learning. If somebody causes that chas v'sholem, he should forget his learning, he's mischayiv benafshoy, and that's exactly what the Gemara says, why he was going to be punished. So what says the Meiri, is the reason when the Gemara says Shishimesh Odin Godel that he was saved. So says the Meiri, what was the Avera, as the Meiri just said, that it was Meir Aloch Bifnei Rabbi. But we see, says the Meiri, says the Gemara according to the Meiri, that this person learned by his Rebbe 3 years. So he obviously had the proper Derech Eretz for his Rebbe, and therefore he should not be considered like a Meir Aloch Bifnei Rabbi. And the Sfasemis goes on to explain that from here, the continuation of the Gemara is very understandable, the way we've been learning. What the Gemara is showing us is that even though Rebbe Lezer was such a great Rebbe, and because somebody learned by Rebbe Lezer, he was saved, still, it didn't help him. It still didn't help him that he shouldn't forget his learning. You can learn by a great Rebbe, and it could even save you from death, but it won't create that you should be able to not forget your learning if you don't learn out loud. Says the Gemara, Amle Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana. We know he always called him Shinana either because he was sharp or because he had sharp teeth. Psach Pumech Vikra, Kri, open up your mouth and study out loud. Psach Pumech Tani, when you learn Chumash, or when you learn Mishnayos, always learn them out loud. Keich the Skaimbach, if you will do so, then you will be Zoicha, that you should be remember your learning, v'tayrechayi, and you will also be Zoicha Tarichas Yomim. Shenemar, kichayim heim lemoitziyayim, l'cho besori marpe, al tikre lemoitziyayim, metziyim means something that you find. El lemoitziyayim, what does it mean? Lemoitziyayim befeh. Because, as the Iyayam explains, what was bothering him was that the pasuk begins with Lashon Rabbah, Moitziyayim, and it ends with a Lashon Yochid, Ulechol Besari Marpa. And that's what caused him to change the way to understand the word Lemoitziyayim. It means Moitziyayim Bekol. So now the question is, the pasuk, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Kichayim Heim Lemoitziyayim. So indeed, the way we're learning, we could understand how somebody who learns Torah out loud will be Zoicha Tarichas Yomim. But the question is, where do we see that somebody who learns Torah out loud will also remember be Zoicha to remember his learning? So the Mashal explains, that goes back to what we learned before by the Talmud of Elezer, that he was Chayiv, according to the Mashal, because he forgot his learning. Why did he forget his learning? Because he didn't say his learning out loud. But if he would have said his learning out loud, he wouldn't have forgotten his learning, and he would also be Zoicha Tarichas Yomim. So we see, says the Mashal, that these are connected. So this Gemara is the basis for a very serious discussion amongst the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Zayin Sif Gimel Sif Dalet says, HaKosu B'Divrei Torah, Abish Ena Kaira, if somebody is writing Divrei Torah, even though he's not reading the Divrei Torah, the Halacha is Tzarech Levarech, he has to make Birchas HaTorah. However, how Maharer B'Divrei Torah, if somebody just thinks about Divrei Torah, Ena Tzarech Levarech. And the Gra on the spot says, Avakolza Tzarechin, I don't really understand this halacha, because is there no mitzvah in learning quietly? Is not one not mekayim the mitzvah even if he learns quietly? So the answer is that of course one fulfills the mitzvah even when he learns quietly. But even though one fulfills a mitzvah when he learns quietly, as explains the Pnei Yeshua, that isn't the best way of learning. So writing Divrei Torah, that's a perfect way of learning. So since writing Divrei Torah is a perfect way of learning, even though there was nobody heard you learning, you're still mekayim mitzvos Talmud Torah, and that's why you can make a Birchas HaTorah. But by learning quietly, as we learn in our Gemara, explains the Pnei Yeshua, that isn't the real correct way of learning. And therefore, you shouldn't make Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis Sif Yud Beis, says, Kol Adam Tzarech Lizor, Lahoitzi Besvosov, everybody has to be careful to pronounce, Ulashmiya La'oznov Kama Shalomid. Everybody should be able to hear what you're learning. Be'im Mikra Mishnah V'Talmud, no matter what you're learning. Elm Kane says, B'shas Ian, if somebody's trying to concentrate and think about something, Aval, if you learn quietly, something that you could have said loud, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you could have learned out loud and you learned quietly, you're not mekayim mitzvahs talmud Torah. K'ma shenemar, lo yom sefer Torah zamipicha v'agisa. It has to be specifically b'dibur, not b'hirur, and that's why we don't make brichas Torah if we learn Torah only b'hirur. The Shal's Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Zayin Simen Reish Chof Dalet, discusses a situation that they say there's a shul next to where people live and people are learning out loud and they're disturbing the neighbors from being able to sleep. So he says that, of course, one shouldn't learn that way because nobody should ever learn at the expense of other people. Only, he says, yeshiva for young children, that's the way they're able to learn, they can learn that way. However, the Shal's HaTshuvas Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Yudalet Sim Reish, disagrees. And he says that just like we're learning in our Gemara, that learning has to be done b'kol, that's not, otherwise it's not considered learning. So he says, here too, one has to learn out loud, even, it's a chiddush, even if it involves disturbing sometimes one's neighbors from being able to learn properly. I saw another pshat from the Leif Simcha. Why, when the Gemara wants to express the Chaim Heim L'Motziyayim, that the learned Torah, you have to say it out loud, why does the Gemara say it that way? So he says that Motziyayim is another way of also saying we're being Motzi someone else. The proper way, the way one will succeed in his learning, if Motziyayim, if he teaches people Torah. And in fact, I saw that the Leiv Eliyahu explains, what do we see from here? What we see from here is the power of speech. And he says that the Torah HaKadosh says, the Torah HaKadosh is stricter when it comes to cursing a parent, Rechman Slan, than to hitting a parent. Because when somebody, Chas V'Shalom, curses, he's using the power of speech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the wrong way. And he goes on to say, if that's the halacha by midah ra, when somebody did the wrong thing, so we know midah toiva is always merubah midah pranis, something doing something right is of course better than something doing something wrong. So he explains that if somebody uses the power of speech that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to learn Torah and learn Torah out loud, how much more will be his schar? Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinana, chatoif achol, chatoif ishti, drink. Eat quickly, drink quickly. This world which we are going to leave, kihilula dami, is like a wedding. So there's a number of pshatim how to learn this Gemara. Rashi meant to eat quickly and drink quickly. Life is too short to waste on this time. Another pshat that the Miri explains that it's talking about learning. And then what Shmuel was telling Rabbi Yehuda was, don't waste time. Learn as much as you can while you are in this world. The Sfasemis explains what Rabbi Yehuda was saying to Shmuel, that he shouldn't spend time on looking for the best food. Whatever you get, be satisfied with what you eat, because life is too short to waste it on food. So Agamar says, the Alma does lina meneke lula dami. Our world is compared to a wedding. So there are a number of pshatim how the Gemara is compared to a wedding. One pshat is, just like we see that when it comes to a wedding, people spend much time preparing for the wedding. But that the preparations aren't what's most important. It's the actual wedding. Same thing. If a person is in this world, in this world we have to eat, we have to drink. But we should never lose sight of what is the main point of being in this world. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Chashava L'Toiva is somebody from a small village once came to the big city, and he was staying wherever he was staying, and he heard every night wedding taking place out of a certain hall, at a certain banquet hall. So he didn't understand that this was a banquet hall. He thought it was somebody's home. And he didn't understand what's happening here. Every night, this person is making a wedding. So they explained to him, no, it's not one family making a wedding every single night. This is a wedding hall. And one night, this person makes a wedding, and the next night, somebody else makes a wedding. And he said, that's pshat in our Gemara. Our world is like a wedding hall. Sometimes these people are more successful. Sometimes other people are more successful. Another pshat that I saw from the Karen Ladovid is that if we come to a wedding, we'll find it very interesting that the people who are more involved in the wedding, the chasen kala, their parents, are the people who eat and the least and spend the less time eating at the wedding. So he says that the world was created for the tzaddikim. That, and even though the tzaddikim are the ones that have the least hanah in this world, the Gemara says, the entire world is supported because of Chanina, my son. The Chanina Bani, and he has enough, bekaf charuvim, just a little food. That's how it is. You come to a wedding, the main people who enjoy the wedding are not the people who are at the wedding. It's not the main people who are the main mechutanim at the wedding, but they are the reason that the wedding is taking place. Another pshat that I saw is that if we look at a wedding, so we have a beautiful wedding, and it's everybody's enjoying, and there's a beautiful meal. But what is the main part of the wedding? The main part of the wedding is just the pruta, the little ring that the chosen gives the kala. Again, we should remember what is important. The Sheres Menachem explains that at a wedding, all the guests are obviously very happy, but the chosen kala under the chuppah are not necessarily happy. We find them crying. The same thing in this world. The guf maybe has much enjoyment in this world at the wedding, but we can't forget that the neshama is crying, and we can't forget that the main thing is the chosen v'kala, the neshama. And just like at a wedding, the chosen v'kala have mechilas avoinus, so too, what we should try to always remember, that we should try to get mechilas avoinus in this world. Another pshat, as we sort of alluded to earlier, is that at a wedding, the chasen v'kala, the preparations for the wedding are very long, but the wedding goes very quickly. And the lesson is that that life goes by very quickly. And since life goes by so quickly, we should take advantage of it. Another pshat that I saw, that from the Divrei Yisrael, he says that when people come to weddings, so at a wedding, there are people who aren't really there because they're guests of the wedding. They're at the wedding because they're there to play their orchestra, the caterer, the photographer. They're there for other people. So the Divrei Yisrael says that we know Schar mitzvah hay al malekah. We don't get schar for our mitzvahs in this world. But there, as we've discussed in previous shiurim, there are exceptions. One of the exceptions is people who do for other people. People who are mezaka other people. So he explained that just like at the wedding, the people who are here to serve other people get paid for their services. We too, who are here for other people, we are zoicha not only to schar in this world, we're zoicha to the next world as well. The Chavetz Chaim would explain as follows. Somebody was invited to a wedding, and he made a mistake, and he came a day late, so he doesn't have anything to attend. He says, that's Pshat in our Gemara. Don't lose your opportunity. Chatoif achol, chatoif eshti. Take every opportunity that you have to learn and to do what you have to do. Don't miss the boat. Don't come too late. Another pshat that I saw is that if somebody comes to a wedding, a beautiful wedding where there's much food, and he wants to eat, so he'll sit down by one table, eat quickly, and then sit down by another table. So too, in this world, we have a guf and a kedushin. We have a guf and a neshama. And what the Gemara is teaching us is, take advantage and take advantage and remember to nourish both your guf and your neshama. Amalei Rav Hamnuna B'ni, im yesh lach, if you have money, heitev lach, use it for good things. She'em b'shol tanig, when you will be in the grave, you can no longer enjoy them. Ve'elam avas esmas meya, a person doesn't have a way to delay death. When his time comes, it comes. I'll leave the money over for my children. Nobody can be sure. When you'll be in the grave, you can't be sure that money will be there for your children. People are like grass. Sometimes this grass grows. Sometimes that grass grows. There's no guarantee what will happen to your children. If somebody's traveling, and he has nobody to accompany him, then he should spend time thinking about Torah, learning Torah when he's traveling. The Torah accompanies you, and it brings you favor. Somebody who learns Torah, explains the Mashah, is a person who's Maitzichain. He's a person that everybody will like. Chosh b'roishay, says the Gemara. If somebody has a headache, yasik b'toyr, shnemek l'voyis hein heim l'roishecha. Chosh b'groin, if he has a throat, a sore throat, yasik b'toyr, shnem v'anokim l'gagor isecha. Chosh b'mei, if he has stomach problems, yasik b'toyr, shnem to refuz tehei l'sharecha, sharecha is your stomach. Chosh b'mitzmoysov, if you have any bone pain, yasik b'toyr, shnem v'shuki l'atzmoysecha. If somebody has any problem, the Torah is a person's best refuah. So Masha asks that the Gemara Masechta Shavuos says that Osulus Rabbis B'divrei Torah. And how does our Gemara say that Torah is the best medicine? So Masha explains that if somebody learns Torah specifically to have a refuah because of the Torah, that is Osur. But if somebody learns, and Baruch Hashem, because of his learning, he's zoicha to have refuah, that's fine. Another pshat is that we know that choli haguf, somebody's physical ailments, really all emanate from choli hanefesh. So if somebody is learning Torah specifically to have a refuah haguf, that should not be. But if somebody's learning to have a refuah hanefesh, they should have come to Kedusha v'Tahara, and thereby he'll have refuas aguf, that is mutter. As the Gemara says, Oisig v'divrei, the Piri Megadim says very powerful words. Oisig v'divrei Torah Hashem. If somebody learns the Divrei Hashem, b'deilim imenu kol yisurim, all types of yisurim go to away from him. Another pshat that I saw is if somebody's learning Torah after he's ill, that's not permitted. But if somebody's learning Torah to prevent them from getting ill, that's permitted. Another pshat that the Yin Yaakov says, that if somebody, the Gemara here, as we see, is speaking about somebody who's learning. And somebody who's learning, somebody's on the road, so he doesn't have a doctor, he doesn't have medicine available to him. So such a person may learn Torah for a fool. But if somebody is learning, but if somebody has a doctor, he should go to the doctor. The Meiri has a different approach to this Gemara. The Meiri's approach to this Gemara is that sometimes people think that if I'm going to spend learning time learning Torah, I'm going to have headaches. I'm not going to have panosa. I'm going to have all sorts of different problems. So the Gemara is telling us that learning Torah, nothing bad ever comes from learning Torah. Another pshat that the Iyun Yaakov says is sometimes people are busy. We work. We're busy with different things. But even if we're busy with different things, it shouldn't stop us from at least yasik b'Torah, think about Torah. Thinking about Torah is mutter. The Chemed says that you're not allowed to use Torah for refuah, but you are allowed to use Torah to prevent you from getting sicker than you are. Another pshat that I saw from the Shevet Musar is that people think that if I have a headache, if I don't feel well, it's an excuse why I don't have to learn. Says the Gemara, Chosh b'Yoreishoy, even if you're not feeling well, still Yasik b'Torah. It's not an excuse not to learn Torah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chiya, Bar Eish Loikim Midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'Adam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like us. Midas Bas V'Adam. Adam Noisen Sam L'Chaveri. Somebody gives somebody else some medicine. L'Zeh Yofa. We know medicines are good for one disease. L'Zeh Kasha, but not good for different disease. Avah Hakadosh Baruch Hu Einakein. Not entirely Yisrael. He gave us Torah. Sam Chaim L'Chagufa. It's a medicine for all, for our entire body. Shnemar. The Torah is the best refuah, and it's the best refuah for every part of our body. Amar Rav Ami, Ma'adik Siv, Kinoim Kisishmreim Bebitnecha Yikoinu Yachtav Alsfosecha. Emesai Divrei Torah Neim. When the Divrei Torah is sweet, Bezman Shetishmreim Bebitnecha, that you constantly remember them. The aim is Tishmer Bechem. How can you accomplish that you should always remember your learning? As we said earlier, if you pronounce the words of the Torah, if you're careful to always pronounce the words of the Torah, then you will be successful that you will remember your Torah. I saw that the Ben Yoyada explains that what the Gemara here means is kisishmarim, that there should be no interruption in your learning. When somebody sits down to learn, he should learn without any interruptions, and somebody who learns in that fashion will be successful in his learning. When will a person be happy with his learning and successful in his learning? When he says his Torah out loud. Listen, when will a person be happy with his learning? When he learns Hilchas Chag B'Chag. There's a special point in learning, as she explains, the Lochus of Yontif by Yontif. And the reason is, because, and this is the way Ben Yoyada explains, when you learn something, Haloch L'maisa, when you learn something and it's relevant to what you're doing, what you need to do every day, that's the type of learning that you're more likely to remember. So if it comes Yontif time and you're learning Hilchos Yontif, which are relevant, that is the type of learning that you will remember. When will the Torah be close to you? When your entire body is involved in learning that Torah. Rava Mahocha, Tavis Liba in the Sataloi, Areshas Fossa Bamanato Sela. Amos at Tavis Liba in the Sataloi. When will a person get his desire? And what is our desire? To be successful in learning? Bizman, Shereshas Fossa Bamanato Sela, when we enunciate the words of the Torah. Rava Ramik, Siv, Tavis Liba in the Sataloi. That a person gets what he asks for. V'ksiv, v'reshes sfosa ba'manata sala. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to you until you ask. Says the Gemara, zocha, somebody who is zoicha, tavas libay nosataloi. As soon as he wants something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him. Loi zoch, but not everybody is zoicha to that, v'reshes sfosa ba'manata sala. He has to ask for it. The Meretz Chayis has a whole different approach to this Gemara. And his approach to Gemara is that somebody, not everything that we want does a Kodesh Baruch Hu give to us. And the reason not everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants does he give to us, because not everything that we think is good for us is really good for us. Tana de Beir Blaz Ben Yaakov, Kama Kishnema Netzach Selvoed, wherever the Torah uses one of those types of psukim, Eloi Hefzik Lomis, it means that this will be forever. Netzach, the Ksiv Kloy La'olam Oriv, V'loy La'netzach Ksiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not be angry at Klai Yisrael forever. Sela, the Ksiv Kasha Shamanu Ken Reinu, Behe Hashem Tzvokois, Behe Elkinim, Elkim Yechanena, Ad Oilam Sela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be over Yerushalayim forever. Vuad the Ksiv, Hashem Yimach Loil Avod. Sema, Semen Anokim L'chayiv Luchais Chorus. Omer, Rebbe Loza, Ma'ad the Ksiv Anokim L'gir Gersecha. Why is the Torah compared like a necklace around a person's neck? And Mesim Onam Atzma Kanek Azes, Seraf Alatzavar. If a person is like a necklace, which is not tight around the neck, it's soft around the neck, and so too, that's the way he acts towards other people. He is soft and nice to other people. Another pshat is that the necklace, the Marshal says, is on the neck, which is on the top of the person's body. So too, even though a person is on top of the world, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a very significant individual, he still should be nice to everybody. Nira ve'enen nira. The necklace is not always seen. So too, a Talmud Chacham is not a person who is very showy. Then Talmud Miskayim B'yodai, he will be successful in his learning. But if not, ain't Talmud Miskayim B'yodai. Vam Rav Loza Ma'adik Siv, L'choyav Karugas Habosam. The Pasuk compares the cheeks, Karugas Habosam. And Mesim Atzanoi Karugo. If somebody treats himself like is treated like a field, Shakel Doshenba, everybody walks on the field. Or like perfume that everybody uses for perfume, Talmudim Skaim B'yodai, he will be successful. Memlav ain't Talmudim Skaim B'yodai. So Ben Yoda explains that what's the pshat that Torah is like b'samim. Torah is like b'samim, that a b'samim gives off fragrance to others. So too, how are we supposed to learn Torah? The way we're supposed to learn Torah is like b'samim, giving over our Torah, teaching Torah to others. And the Me'iri goes on to explain, if you learn Torah that way, that you teach other people Torah, then they're going to ask you questions. And if you learn Torah in that back and forth, then you will be very successful in your learning. Amar Rebbe Loza, Ma'adik Siv, Luchas Adam. A stone never gets rubbed out. And person learns constantly, then Talmudim Iskayim B'yodai. Mlav, but if it isn't a constant occupation, ain't Talmudim Iskayim B'yodai. V'am Rebbe Loza, Ma'adik Siv, Charis al Luchas, El Mali L'Nishtabra Luchas Rishonis, had the first Luchas not been destroyed, L'Nishtaka Torah Yisrael, the Torah would have never been forgotten. And Rashi explains, it would have been Chokuk, it would have been constantly engraved. So it turns out that the vine of the eagle, the aver of the eagle, which is what caused that Torah, that they broke the Luchas, was what caused that we should forget our learning. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe explains that even though we know that the Paraduma, Rashi teaches us, is mechaper on the vine of the eagle, and the Shkolim are mechaper of the vine of the eagle, apparently it didn't wipe it out to that degree that it shouldn't be, that we still don't have to continue suffering from it up till today. Rabbi Lezer, but Yaakov, and kol umav loshen shalotus ben. If the luchas wouldn't have been broken, nobody could ever prevail over Klal Yisrael. Shnei choros, al tikri choros, ela cheros. We would have had total freedom. If a person would have learned, if we would have had that, we would have had Torah, complete freedom. And I saw that the Imre Emes explains that a person who's connected to Torah has real freedom. But because we don't have that total connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we're suffering the way we are suffering. Amar Abasta Ma'adik Siv, Amid Me'matana, Emesim Adam Atzmi K'mid Bezer, Shakel Doshenbo. if a person acts like the midbar that everybody steps on it, Talmudim Miskayim B'Yodai. A humble person is successful in learning. V'mlav ain't Talmudim Miskayim B'Yodai. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, B'chama, Havalei Milsla, Rabbi Yosef B'Adei. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef had some sort of an argument. Kimotam Aliyam D'Kippurim, as Erev Yom Kippur approached, Omar Ezel V'Faisei, he said, let me go ask Mechila. Azgal Ashchel Shami D'Kamazel L'Koisei. He met Rabbi Yosef's assistant diluting the wine from him. Omalei, so he said to him, Havli V'Amazgo Ano. He said, let me be the one to do the dilution. And the Ben Yoyada explains, he did it specifically in this way. He wanted a test, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Rava had a very unique way of doing Mezigas HaKos. And because he had this unique way, he wanted to see, will Rabbi Yosef realize that it's him? If Rabbi Yosef will realize it's him, it will be a simon that Rabbi Yosef is still thinking about him. So what he did was, Havle v'abmazganon, let me do it. So he says, Yovle mazgei. And he did it, k'tame, as Rabbi Yosef tasted it. On medame hay mazigel mazigel, the Rabbi braid, Rabbi Yosef b'chama. I could tell this is the dilution formula that Rava used. Amalei nahu, it is indeed I. Amalei doi tesva karach, don't sit down. Until you teach me, you tell me shot in this pasuk. Ma'adik siv. Umimidma matana, matana nachliel, machliel, bomas, umbomas hagai. Amalei, so he explained to him. Amesim adam, atzma kemidma zeh. If somebody acts like the midbar, shakol doshimba, that everybody steps on it, then tire nitin laba matana. He will be zoich, that the tire will be given to him as a gift. The kivin. When he zoicha to that, nochle el, it becomes his Yerusha. Shnema matana nachli el. V'kivin shenochle keel, oyle l'gdula. He will be zoicha to prominence. Shnema menachli el bomeis. V'm megas liboy. V'chas v'shalom, somebody's a balgaiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meshpiloy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him, will push him down. Shnema bomeis a guy. But if a person realizes that he made a mistake, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will magbiyoi, raise him up again, shenem mikol gai yinasei. So I saw that what pshat the Ben Yoyada says, Adam Mefarshis Li. He said, Adam Mefarshis Li, where Rabbi Yosef was saying, it's myself. I got angry at you, and now I want to be the one to ask you for mechila. Arafun amayde ksiv, chayoscha, Yoshua, Tochim betavoschol eni olakim. Adam meisim atzma kichayzu shederesus vachelas. If a person acts like an animal that it kills and eats right away, so too the Talmud Chacham reviews everything he learns. Vikadamishem asrachas vachelas. It doesn't care about the food that it eats. Just whatever it gets, it eats. Talmudim Skaim B'Yodai. That's the way you'll be successful. V'mlav ain't Talmudim Skaim B'Yodai. Otherwise, he will not be successful. The Moisekin, if somebody acts this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysloi Suda Ba'atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kfoida Ba'atzmai will make him a Suda. Shnema Tochem B'Tayvoscha La'oni Elokim. So one pshat is that the Tchai eats whatever it gets. So too, a Talmud Chacham doesn't care that what he eats or what he drinks. But Rashi says that he's not so satisfied with that pshat, and therefore Rashi, because we do find that Talmidim, Chachamim, were careful what they ate, what they drank. So the Mashal says they were careful, but they didn't spend time on it. Why is the Torah compared to a date? Ma ta'ena zu, because man sha'adam mishamish ba, moitz boi ta'enim. You'll always find new fruit on the tree because they don't all ripen at the same time. After retire, Kozman Sha Adam Haigibahan, as long as a person learns Torah, Maitzvam Tam Chadash. And Rechaim Shalevitz used to say, what the Gemara is teaching us here is the requirement of Chazara to constantly review our learning. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that Chazara is not to be viewed, said Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, as review. But just like Al Gemara says, that every time It's like the Taina. Every time there's something new, every time you will learn the Gemara, you will find something new in it. You learn Torah over, you will find something new. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Maidik says, Ayolos Ahav and Vyalos Chayin. Lam Lam Shatara La Yalos. Why is Torah compared to a deer? Lam Lach Ma Yala Rach Mitzar. It has a narrow womb. V'chaviv Abala Kosher. It's always like they're having relations the first time. After the Torah Chavir Malavdan Kol Shah V'Shah, the Torah is like people who learn it Kishar Rishayna. Every time, it's like new. And the Mashah explains that every time that you learn Torah, you're going to find a new chiddush. However, I saw from Yosef Engel that he says pshat is that every time somebody sits down to learn, it's like he's standing at Har Sinai like the first time. V'yalas chayin, as we discussed earlier, shema'alas chayin al amdel. And the way the Mashal explains, even though, as we said before, people who spend a lot of time learning aren't always careful in the way they look, still, because they're Talmid Chachamim, everybody loves them. Why are the retira compared to the breast? They give milk. Whenever somebody learns, when a child nurses from his mother, he gets new milk. After retira, every time you learn, you get a geshmak tam. Kigoyin says the Gemara, what does that mean? Like Rabbi Loza ben Badas. Amar Lava Rabbi Loza, Shal Yoshev Oisek B'Torah, B'Shuka Tachton Shal Tzipari. Even when he was in the marketplace, he was learning Torah. Sadina Muta B'Shuka Oyen Shal Tzipari. He was so involved in his learning that he forgot his coat. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Loza, Pamachs, Bo B'nei Adam Litloi. The people wanted to steal it because he had forgotten it, or in Kodesh Baruch Hu protected him, or Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a snake to protect it. And that's pshat, says the Chidah. That even when somebody's working, he should think about his learning. And he says that's pshat, what it says in Pirkei Avos, Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. That somebody's learning should be, when he's learning, he should still be thinking about his learning. However, I saw that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that even though that's the right thing to do, we always have to remember that when we're working for somebody, we have to remember that we're not allowed to steal, and we have to give him 100% of our effort in working. Tanabrei Nonim. Maidik Siv, Roichvei Asonis Chayrus Yoishvei Almidin. Roichvei Asonis El Tamid Chamim. These are Talmid Chum that go from one city to the next city. Lilma Torah. Tzchayrus, Shayus and I saw Tzarayim. The Torah is like them, like the middle of the day, when the sun shines hard, strong. V'holchab Elu Bali Mikra, Alderach Elu Bali Mishnah, Sicha Elu Bali Talmud, Kishakol Sichosim B'divrei Talmud. These are people who all of the time, wherever they're going, they think about Torah. The Ben Yoyada explains what it means is, we know many times that somebody, they used to say, psukli psukecha, though they used to ask, tell me your pasuk. That's pshat in this Gemara. Amar Rav Shizvi, Mishum Rav Ozben Azari, Madik Sev, Lo Yachvark, Rami Yitzaydei, Lo Yichyev, Lo Yarech, Tzayid Haramoy. A person who learns, but doesn't review his learning, so he's like a person who, as we're going to see, who tries to catch birds and animals, but isn't successful. The person who is a tzayir harmoi, such a person who somebody learns and reviews his learning, he is a smart person and he's clever. His learning he will remember his learning. I'm a martial tzayid, so a hunter caught birds. If every bird that he catches, he breaks its wings that it can't fly away, mishtamer, then the birds will not fly away. Mimlav, but if he does not do so, then ain mishtamer, the birds will fly away. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna. Ma'idik siv, hoin mehevel yimot, v'koivitz yar al yad yarba. Ma'isa adam Torah chavilas chavilais. If somebody just learns much Torah, he just piles it up and doesn't review it, b'smat, he won't remember it. M'mlav, koivitz al yad, he's careful to remember and learn it deliberately, carefully, yarba, he will become a Talmud Chacham. Amar Rav Yadav, Rabbana l'hai melsa, the Rabbana know how important it is to review your learning, and Vavriela, but there's a problem that they don't follow it, they're not careful to review their learning. I was careful to review all my learning, and that's why I was successful. So because we're learning how you're supposed to learn, the Gemara goes deeper into that. Tarman Ketzah say the Mishnah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu teach Torah to Klal Yisrael? Moshe Laman Pia Gvura. Moshe Rabbeinu learned directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron. And Aaron came, and I saw that he sat in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Pasuk says, V'hoya Necha Rois Merecha. If you want to succeed in learning, you should see your Rebbe. V'shanon Lai Moshe Pirkei. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught him what he had just learned. The stalk Aaron v'yoshlo small Moshe, and then Aaron sat to the left of Moshe because it's not respectful that he should sit himself down to the right. Nichnasu banav. Then Aaron's children came in. V'sharon la Moshe pirkei. Moshe taught them the shear. Nistalk banav elazar yoshli min Moshe v'samul small Aaron. Why didn't Aaron go now to the right? Because it would be a tircha. And Rehuda says, La'olam Aaron Limin Moshe Chayzer, to show the proper respect to Aaron. Nichnas Zakenim V'shalom La'Moshe Pirkei, now the Zakenim came in, and Moshe taught them the shir. Nistak Zakenim, Nichnasu Kol'am V'shalom La'Moshe Pirkei, and then Moshe taught them. Nimtza, so we follow this order, B'yad Aaron Arba, Aaron learned each shir four times, B'yad Banav Shloisha, his children three times, V'yad Zakenim Shnayim, V'yad Kol'am Echad. Nostalgic Moshe, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was taught teaching. V'shanalam Aaron Pirkei, then Aaron taught it what he had learned. Nostalgic Aaron v'shanalam Bonov Pirkei, then his children taught them. And nostalgic Bonov v'shanalam Zakenim Pirkei, Nimtza v'yad Hakol Arba. It turns out that everybody learned the Torah four times. And that's why we find in the Gemaras, like we could even look at this Amid, on the top of the Amid, Rashi and many times Tosfos are always four lines. Why is it always four lines? Because it represents that one has to learn everything at least four times. Bekan Amar Rav Elazar Chayev Adam Lishanas Lishnas L'Talmidei Arba Pamim. You have to learn everything four times. Kavachayim Ma Aaron Shlomo by Moshe. Aaron and the best Rebbe. He learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Moshe learned directly from Pia Gvura. Still, how to learn everything four times. Kach Hedjim Pia Hedjit. Certainly, the rest of us have to learn Alach Svekama each thing four times. Rabbi Kiva Ibn Naim Shechai Adam Lashanas L'Talmidav Ad Shilam Dena. You have to keep on teaching your Talmidim until they know it clearly. Shnema V'Lamdes Bnei Yisrael. Nein, Achtei Stur Befiim. It has to be fluent. Shnema Sima Befiim. Nein, Shechayiv Laharis Leiponim. He has to explain it well. Shnema Ve'ela Mishpotim Asher Tehson Lefneim. Says the Gemara, V'ligmer Kula Memoshe. Why do we have the system that not everybody learned everything directly from Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara, K'dei Lach L'Kavod Laharin, Levona L'Kvayetz Kenim. A part of learning Torah is the Kavod HaTorah Baal. V'nail Aaron v'nigma Moshe. Why didn't Aaron learn from Moshe? V'lai bonav v'ligma Aaron, and Aaron's children should learn from Aaron. V'lai l'zaken v'lil from the bottom, and then the zakenim should learn from the bnei Aaron. V'lai v'ligma kol Yisrael, and then the zakenim should teach kol Yisrael. Why do we have the system that everybody at least learned once from Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara. Kivin the Moshe repeat gvura l'gomar. Moshe Rabbeinu learned directly from Hashem. Mistai Milsa, there's a special siyat d'shmaya that you will be successful in your learning. Amar Marav Yudai Meloilam Aaron Limin Moshe Chayzer. Says the Gemara, Kaman Azla Hadatanya, whose opinion does this follow that says, Shlosh Shoyim Alchem Derech, three people are traveling on the road God harab emtza, the most chashva person should be in the middle. God will be aminoi, the second should be on the right, the cotton is smiley, lame Rabbi Yehudi, vila Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, Aaron stayed on the left. A filu tamer, like we said before, mishum tircha the Aaron, not to make him get up, they left him on the left. Rabreda havalei hu talmida, Rabreda had a talmid, davatonalei abba mei zimna v'gomer. He learned everything from him 400 times, and then he understood. Yom achad bayu l'milso de mitzvah. One day people came to Rabreda and they said, we need you. Tanalei, so Rabreda taught him v'legomer, but he wasn't understanding. Amalei edna mashna, why today are you not understanding the shir? Amalei mehi shata darmalei l'mai ikka milsa de mitzvah. From when I heard you having that conversation, a schoile datoi, I wasn't concentrated. V'kashata v'shata amina hashtakoyma hashtakoyma. I kept on thinking that you're getting up, and that made me lose my concentration. Amalei hav datich, so he said, concentrate. Don't think about it, anything else. For asking loch, and I will teach it to you. Hadatanalei abim the meich. When they taught it to him 400 more times. Nafka baskal v'amalei. Baskal came out and said, nichloch, and asked Rapreda, do you prefer the lisbloch abar meishnei that you should have another 400 years added to your life? Oitatiska atvadarch. Darch la'amadasi. Or you and your entire generation should get olam haba. Oma. Nisku ani v'dorei l'amadasi. I would prefer that we should all get olam haba. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, because he chose correctly, tenulu zu v'zu. So we see how important it is to learn and to think about others. And that was Rapreda's entire life. Rapreda's entire life was thinking about others. And he was ready to learn with a Talmud 400 times. And not only was he able to learn with the Talmud 400 times, he thought about other people getting Olam Haba more than his own life. So I saw that the Klaus Magareba asks, we're only busy with Rapreda, that he learned 400 times. Why are we not thinking about this Talmud, who is willing to sit and listen to the same Shia 400 times? So the Klaus Magareba said, somebody who is Zoicha to sit by an individual like Rapreda, him, he doesn't want to lose a minute. So he's willing to learn 400 times. The chiddush is on Rapreda that he could have been doing something else and he still gave up of his time to learn with other people. Rav Moshe writes that what's the lesson in this Gemara? That a Talmid Chacham could say that in the time that I'm learning with other people, I could have learned so much. That's not the proper approach. The proper approach is that just like a person who, Baruch Hashem, is wealthy, he has to give of his money for stock up. And if a person has time, he has to donate his time for the tzibur. The best donation a person can give is to teach people Torah. Another pshat that I saw from the Belzer Rebbe is that what's pshat that he was given 400 years? Sometimes people think we don't have time to review our learning. The reason we don't have time to review our learning is because there's so much to learn, there's not enough time to review it. So the Gemara teaches us that somebody who spends his time learning Torah will be zoicha that he will have arichas yomim, as the Gemara says. And because he will be zoicha to arichas yomim, that will cause that he should have that he could have enough time to learn whatever he needs to learn. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that obviously what we see here from Rapreda was tremendous level of patience. And because he had so much patience, he was zoicha to succeed in his learning. That's a necessary component in succeeding in learning. And Rav Shimon Shkop used to explain, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, Mitalmidai Yoisim al Kulam. By learning with Talmidim, even if it means learning with them and reviewing it with them and losing time that you could be learning something new, Yoisim al Kulam, that will give you the biggest chus in success in learning and arichas yomim.